So I've got James Kinghead. Let's start off with the movie that had its premiere last night, which is Serenity.
Yeah, this is based on a TV show called Firefly. Joss Whedon did that TV show, you know, from Buffy and Angel.
Yeah.
Actually, the TV show didn't last that long, but had a real hardcore following to it. The premise of that TV show, Firefly, and the movie, Serenity, is basically about this group of... Well, I've described them as space cowboys because there's a lot of Western overtones in this movie.
Really?
Even though it's a sci-fi film, they are like cowboys in outer space. This gang of outlaws eking out a living wherever they can. Their spacecraft is called Serenity. That's where the title comes from. But crucially, on board, they're hiding this very important person, this girl called River. And River's got psychic powers. She's like telepathic. And the powers are so strong that she's wanted by the evil authorities because they want to use her to fight wars and use her special powers. The best thing about this is actually the character of River is fantastic because she has these special powers, but she's like a teenage girl, so she's utterly screwed up by it. Emotional angst because she knows who she is, she knows what she can do, but she doesn't want to do that. So you get an emotional heart, I think, to this story. And I think, although, yes, there's the sci-fi stuff, there's the action, there's the explosions, whatever, the laser guns, actually the reason why it works, and probably the fans would tell you the same thing, why they loved it so much, is because it does have this emotional heart in the middle of it. The stars themselves, no one hugely famous.
So who plays River?
Can't remember her name. People are going to text in now.
Okay.
Summer someone, I think, her name. Can't remember.
Is she good?
Yeah, she's good in it. And, you know, there's a guy called Nathan Fillion, who's the captain of the ship. He's very good. But actually, the best person, I think, in the film is someone who wasn't in the TV show. And he's called Chiwetel Ejiofor.
Oh, okay.
And he's in another film this week called Kinky Boots, which isn't very good, but he is very good in it. He's also brilliant. In this movie, he's really evil. He's like the guy who's trying to capture this girl. Really evil. And he's a British actor who is in everything. He's in Four Brothers at the moment as well, which is also out the cinema. And he is really, really good in it. So the acting is fine. The emotion is strong. The special effects are a bit ropey, but it was a cheap movie. We'll forgive him that. The reason to watch it, though, is for that emotional heart.
And the storyline. The storyline works.
Storyline works. Gag's good. I'll tell you what it reminds me of. And everyone's comparing it to Star Wars. I can see why. Because the gags would be like Han Solo. Remember, what was great about Harrison Ford as Han Solo was that he was like bitter. A bit cheeky,
disillusioned,
bit sarcastic, disillusioned. That's what the characters in Serenity are like, and that, I think, it is what lifts it.
You sold this to me so well.
Good. I mean, I'm not even a fan of the TV show, but I do think it appeals to non-fans. Fans absolutely love it. I mean, I was sat next to fans watching it, but Joe, they were in hysterics. I mean, it was like all their Christmases had come at once. They could not believe how much they loved this film. So non-fans like me, it's a good sci-fi movie.
Uh-huh.
But if you're a Joss Whedon fan, honestly, you'll just be absolutely in heaven watching this.
How many stars are you going to give
it? 4 stars.
4 stars. Excellent. Yeah. That's Serenity, then. Joe Wiley. James, you all right?
Well, no,
you're
sorry.
Cross here.
Well, I just read a text saying, why does James slag every film off? I've just given 4 stars to Serenity. And I said it was good. What more can I do? I don't understand.
Like, obviously, giving it 5 stars, probably.
But I like it.
That film?
It's 4 stars out of 5. I like it. That's okay. Not slagging anything off.
I think you've made your point now.
Yeah.
Actually, quite often you're very enthusiastic about
Thank
films.
You.
And the ones that are rubbish,
Yeah.
You want to be honest about it. You don't want James to lie, do you?
No, you don't.